This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
We have a fan. She hit me up on Instagram. She goes, I love listening to you and David. And I said, oh my God. And she goes, I live outside of London, darling. And I just love the show. So look, I'm glad our recaps, people like them.
I mean, it's one of the easiest hours of my week. So, I mean, really, pretty soon, I'm going to tell all these guests to go F off. This will be 12 days a week.
Actually, I have to say, there's tons of tea on people. You know what? You know what I was telling you before we started? Like, I've had such a hard time booking guests on my show the past couple of weeks. Everyone's been saying no. But I've gotten the nicest messages from people. Actually, a TV producer listened to us, our Nene Leakes discussion. And she was like, I love your co-host. She's like, you guys have great chemistry. And I'm like, oh my God, funny, because David and I have been talking about pitching a show together.
Right. Like, listen, if any, does she want to give us a show? Like, I'm available.
No, and then she never said anything.
We can close down Behind the Velvet Rope now. I mean, love you all. I'll see you on the other side. I mean, like, you know, I would never.
Well,
now, listen, if that Hannah Bona can go on Summer House and keep her podcast, I'm going to keep Behind the Velvet Rope no matter what happens.
Look, hang on to your Hamptons house because we've had no offers. So she just said we had great chemistry and that's it.
Well, honey, the Hamptons house don't pay for itself. So get us something over here. I don't know where to start.
I'm looking forward to this show because the juicy dirt is just, oh. I mean, honest God, I think this whole show could be RHOBH. There's so much.
Well, I was just going to start by saying this whole show could be like everybody that's ever been on Bravo and is currently on Bravo is racist. Put a period on it and let's just close it. I mean, these racial allegations and tweets and things are surfacing day after. I mean, who do you want to start with? And then when we're done, I got a summary because I really don't have much to say about it. But I have a summary that I got a lot to say, but really nothing because it all sums up to what a few sentences at the end, which I will. But who would you like to start with?
Well,
would you like to start with
Diana Jenkins, because I mean, Diana has been trending. And do you know, I mean, I'm learning so much about Diana. So, you know, Diana trended, what's today? Okay, probably a day or 2 days ago for almost an entire day on and off with these comments that she made on a new blogger, basically. This person came out and they're becoming like a new housewife fan or, you know, blog account. They post an old picture, throwback photo of Diana that doesn't really look like Diana, to be honest, but they make a snarky comment about how, I don't know, you know, how she doesn't even look the same, blah, blah, blah. Why Diana, this never fails to like amaze me. I mean, don't these people have other things to do? But somehow Diana Jenkins finds this tiny blogger account and says, you know, oh, that was a photo. I was working for charities. I didn't have a glam squad then. I had a lot more going on. I was raising money for refugees. Like, you know, oh, you have nothing else to do but dig this up. And then goes on to basically make a comment. And I don't have the direct quote, but it was something along the lines of, it must be rough or it must be annoying being like a black content creator, like something along that lines. Which, I mean, I can see how everybody took it as this is like kind of a direct attack on this woman's color, which I think the woman is black. I'm not sure. But I'm assuming she is because obviously people went nuts on it. And then, you know, Diana responds and says that Crystal Minkoff was blowing up her phone and that she doesn't really understand English. And from what I can make of the comment, she's basically saying, oh, like black content creator was kind of a Bosnian or European term for someone that like does like shitty work, like crappy work or shady stuff or something like that. So she says she's mortified. She apologizes. Anyway, that was kind of where it was left. So,
So God David, for someone who doesn't have a lot, I have so much to say. First of all, I'm going to just read the highlight. Now, let me give a shout out to my girl, Bernie Zilio. Really, I actually know Bernie Zilio at Page Six because this is my girl. Okay. So Bernie Zilio has summed it up for us on June 17th. And yes, let's break this down. First of all, Philly diva, Kristen Dion, who is the Bravo blog account. I mean, honey, this is the best thing that happened to you. Like, this is good. It's put your page on the map. I assume now this page is picked up and good for her. Second of all, I agree with you. It's like I'm blocked by, you know, Mr. Kemsley. Some people call him PK. I don't understand how these people have time either. And it's, listen, I just don't get it. I don't get how the real celebrities out there would never do this. And these, I don't care how big the reality person is. Diana's known, first of all, for it even says on her Instagram, we will tolerate no negative comments. They will all be deleted. We will tolerate no hate. So she blocks people. Rinna is always blocking people. I don't get it. I also agree with you. There's things that people say to me, and I ain't no Lisa Rinna, that I don't even see. So, like, who does have the time to really engage Diana? You've engaged. I don't know why. You just helped this person tremendously. I mean, I get it. She doesn't look exactly the same. I don't know why she's trying to justify that. Like, who the hell cares? And then, yes, she is getting into, she says, it can't feel good being a Black content creator. Then people said, you know, you're done for this comment. They're saying, you're done. Your girl, you are done. This is so out of line. Bravo needs to see this. This is where I'm going to get into some things in a minute. I truly hope this gets back. Her comment was distasteful. She's racist. A third person, wow, being a housewife, the audience generally weighs in. Then went on to tag Real Housewives executive Andy Cohen. I have an issue. Like, people do that to me all the time. When Kim's on and she's talking about what a scumbag Teresa is, they all tag Teresa, tag her all day. I'm not fucking afraid. I hate when people tag someone. It's like, no one's afraid of the whoever's tagged. She wrote in a second. So, right. She's saying, I assume Black content creator was a title referring to a page that would be focused on snarky content. Yeah, you read it different than me. I mean, I didn't see the thing where she was saying that Black content creator meant something different where she comes from. Because if that's the case, I don't think that's a good argument, honey.
Like, well, wait, what do you mean? Diana says, English isn't my first language. Doesn't she go on to say that in her?
Yeah, but I thought she was saying that she thought the name of the page was like Black content. You know, like there used to be the Black Socialites in DC. That was like their actual name. I would say today I had on the Black Socialites. They were on my podcast. I said I had the Black Socialites on. A couple of people went insane. I'm like, no. Their name is the Black Socialites. That is what their webpage is called. I thought she was saying she thought that the name of the person. Wait a minute.
Where would she have gotten Black content creator from, though, as the name of the
person?
That
I don't know.
Okay, that's why I took this as Black content creator was a title referring to a page that would be focused on snarky content.
Right. So maybe I'm wrong. I thought that she thought that was like the name of the page, but I agree. If there's no page that name, then that's not a good argument. Regardless.
Please understand I'm not from this country at philly.diva. So deeply sorry. I'm devastated that this was taken to mean something racially insensitive. Okay, well, maybe you're right. You're probably right because I'm usually wrong on these things. I just
read it to mean I thought there was a page. Oh. And her argument was like she thought the name of the page was Black content creator, like the fat Jewish.
Okay.
Like that. That's what I thought she meant. But
it's just,
to your
where
point,
would she have gotten that? I mean, that's so, to me, I took it as that this was a translation thing where Black
content.
But
I just go back
right.
to like,
maybe you're right.
I just go back to like, I mean,
I just don't know why these people engage. It's so stupid. I don't know why somebody is supposedly wealthy and busy with four children. I like, or three kids. I'm not sure what Diana
and
has.
You're on the show. You have a career trajectory. I would never engage. At the same time, in what world are we using? I just think if you are using any term, Jewish, Asian,
yeah,
Black,
it's bad.
Whatever it is, gay. I mean, in what world are we living? I would never, if my heart was so pure, use any term because I'm ready for the lynch mob to come for me. Now, that doesn't mean, I mean, we have underlying issues. Are you racist? I just think it's stupid. Whatever these reasons are, what are you doing? And it's a bigger issue of, are you racist or not? I want to hold my overarching statements about how this all plays out.
Okay.
To deal with our other racially insensitive issues. But yes, people are saying that she's done. And she is saying that she woke up to her good friend, Crystal Kong, and I'm using good friend very loosely, screaming at her about how dare you use these terms.
Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, I thought it was insensitive and racist and yeah, duh. I mean, you know, I don't know why she would have said it either. I took her apology to mean that because of her, because she's not from this country and things don't translate differently. That's what she was saying. And maybe you're right. Like she was kind of assuming and I just don't know where she, you got the Black content creator name mixed up with Philly.diva. I don't know. I'm so confused on this, except for
right. Like if,
I agree.
If there's no page that says that, then I mean that I'm wrong in my reading of it. But regardless, listen, all I have to say is, sweetheart, you didn't get here yesterday. Like you live in Beverly Hills.
Oh, but I mean
you've
that's
been
like
alive through BLM and we had this thing called COVID and isn't that a nice excuse that I'm not from this country? I mean,
and wait a minute, did you already know this? This is kind of switching gears a little bit. And then I want to ask you overall, like, because like you said, people's comments were like, she's done. I mean, I don't think she's done. Do you? I don't think Bravo's going to do anything about this. But let me
put a pin in that because I got some. That's my whole summary
okay.
at the end.
Okay.
Of how this is going to play itself
but
out.
But I did not realize that Diana Jenkins was, you know, the final season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, how they went to Malibu and they were at this, like, did you ever watch that? And they were at this incredible home in Malibu that's hers. That Diana Jenkins was the friend that loaned them the final season show. Anyway, that's just a side note, but I didn't.
I remember the home when the Lord was in his bedroom, and was that when Kylie or which I think it was Kylie made the best friend that was the YouTuber and Courtney made the best
yes,
friend that was the YouTuber
Addison
and Kylie's
Ray
like
came over.
Girl, right? She's like, girl, you are old, act your own age.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
I totally remember that.
Did not realize that Diana Jenkins owned that home. I didn't realize, I guess, how, of course, this makes sense why she was cast on the show. But, you know, she's so intertwined in Hollywood. Diana is like, she's so connected with, you know, Kim Kardashian and Elton John and, you know, Lisa Rinna and his friends.
And PH and David Boutra, his husband.
And I don't know if we want to get into wherever you lead the way, but I mean, there's a lot of other controversy.
Okay. Do you want it? We could come back to her motel, her room 23.
Room
soon.
23 book. Okay,
Diana
yeah.
is, Diana's like a, listen, Bravo to Bravo. You know, we're going to put the racially insensitive comments aside for a minute because I got an overarching thing we found a real, we got to scratch that surface. There's a lot there to this Miss Jenkins, isn't there?
Tons.
So we'll get into that room 23 in a second. Who would you like to deal with next with a racially insensitive comments? Would you like to just touch upon, we touched upon it a couple times already, but Sutton and Crystal.
Okay, well, have new things come out? Because I sort of, the latest episode of RHOBH, I feel like that was just a nothing burger. Like there's nothing else there.
D said she was bored profusely by the episode.
I agree. It was boring. I still don't even know why Crystal was crying. And then, of course, we know Erica was like talking for her because Erica hates Sutton. So we want, you know, so
Erica loves her. Erica loves her season. She loves this.
She is.
She's like, no, that's not what she's like. You don't you let her speak to you like that. Erica is, you know, whereas I say
Erica's
Kyle
loving
is,
it.
Right. And Kyle is steering the ship because Kyle does all of this. She does it so masterfully. Rinna does it. And Erica's just like, it's like you have Kyle who does it on the left-hand side, who's such a manipulator in such a good way. You never even see it coming. Then you have Rinna in the middle who you know is stirring. And then on the other side, Erica's just in your fucking face. Like, go after her. Go, run. And she's just like, I'm going to eat my popcorn with my sunglasses on at night, everybody, because I don't give a shit. Erica loves her season. She loves it.
EJ's amazing.
The only new stuff that came out that I was going to say is that online there are people that are like, girl, Sutton, we know you have a good heart and blah, blah. And Sutton's like, the truth always prevails. And so Sutton is just like, let's. And the only other thing that came on is Kyle was on Watch What Happens recently and then said, like, you know, you guys have footage of everything, she said to Andy, and you know that. And there is no footage of this because it never happened. So it's just people, I think, are team solid on this one. I think a lot of people, not everyone, but I think most people are like, girlfriend made this shit up. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying. And so Sutton's like, yeah, the truth prevails and blah, blah, blah. So that's kind of where that is.
Come on, you know? Crystal. I want Crystal to bring it for us millennials, you know? I mean, it's like giving millennials a bad name. And I don't know why. I don't know. Maybe Crystal was just exhausted from the day, but it was so babyish to have Erica speak for you. You know, you're a grown woman. You're married to a Disney exec. You have kids. You have this mansion. You have this life. I don't know. I want Crystal to bring it so bad, like in a powerful way that, I don't know. It's just, it's so
I have
bad.
Some very, I have some unpopular opinions that I'm now going to say. I didn't mean to cut you off. It's that, yeah, Crystal, it's like she's looking at bad for the millennials and it just trickles down from there. I have friends with kids. I don't even want to know what these kids are going to be. I don't even want to know what they're going to be because these kids, I don't want to use the words that I really want to use, but let me just say that these kids,
there's
not 1 minute of discipline in these households that I observe. And these are, and it's like, it's not even millennial now. We're getting worse. We're getting worse. We're getting weaker. So I don't know. It's not the way I was raised. And I just think sometimes people need to be told no.
How ironic. I love this. Got a new podcast for you to listen to. Yes, I do. It's the Dr. John Delaney Show. Schman and I were actually playing a clip from Dr. John's podcast because he was doing the topic of, are youth travel sports ruining families? Well, Dr. John Delaney has over 20 years of sitting with families and dealing with hurting people and mental health issues. He has a PhD in counseling. Delaney walks alongside real people as they navigate tough decisions. And this is actually something that I really enjoy about his show. It's caller driven. I feel like I'm going to have to get a caller-driven show, Dr. John. I love this. Anyway, listen to the Dr. John Delaney Show wherever you get your podcast, or you can follow the link in the description of this podcast episode. I always make it very, very easy to find my sponsors and people that I partner with. So start downloading and listening today to the Dr. John Delaney podcast. Enjoy. I'm on a customer service kick right now. Customer service means so much to me. And Uplift Desk has a 4.9 Google rating on their customer service and thousands of five-star reviews. Oh my God, sign me up. Actually, I already own their stuff, so I'm here. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS right now to save 5% off your entire order. This company is so customer service based. You can do everything by customizing the color, the type of top material you want for your desk. Schman has their standing desk and I have their ergonomic Invoke chair, which I love. My foot pain has gone away. My back pain has gone away from using their products. Go and check them out. If you've never heard of them, you're about to fall in love. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS for 5% off your order. That's upliftdesk.com to get 5% off your entire order with the promo code TSFS. Are you trying to conceive? Have you tried a lot of things, don't know a reliable supplement to take? Well, I'm introducing you to You Natural. It's spelled EU Natural. They're on Amazon and they have a conception for her formula and a conception for him, which, by the way, has over 23,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. And now I'm taking it. Very easy to take because, you know, sometimes multivitamins are tough. Well, this one is awesome. Has a great vanilla flavor. I take it with food. And right now, when you go to Amazon and you buy any You Natural product or their bundle, put in the code FRASER20, get 20% off. I'm so excited for you guys to be on this journey with me to conceive. And this can give you the extra boost that you need. So order right now. Check out EU Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 to get 20% off their conception bundle or your entire order. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off the conception bundle with the promo code FRASER, FRASER20, FRASER20. Are you trying to lose weight and keep it off for good? If you were like me, I have done every fad diet under the sun, and I started dieting when I was just 12 years old. I gained and lost 150 pounds from the ages of 12 to 28 when I finally got off the yo-yo dieting train. Well, if I had known of Dr. Aplin and MyOptimalBody.com, my life would have been a lot easier, and I would have resolved my weight issues without doing drugs like Ozempic. Fine if you're on them, but if they're not working for you or you don't want to try them, MyOptimalBody.com has incredible success rates. Go to their website, check out their reviews, and see people who have had lasting weight loss change. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment. Be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment plus a free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for their customized plan. Again, that's MyOptimalBody.com. To request an appointment. Go there now and let me know what you think.
I don't want to be around these children when they're in high school and other things. And I think terrors are being made. So,
David Yontif, did you get grounded? Like, what was your, were your parents like strict?
I mean, not like overly strict.
Yeah. I mean, like, mine were too. Yeah.
Let me put it this way. I could do whatever I wanted. Like, I could go out and stay out till 5 a.m., but it's probably because I was studying all the time and getting straight A's and had no life that my parents were like, please go, get drunk, you know, come home tomorrow, sleep around, do whatever you want. Really, I know, but I had that. Oh, if I mouthed off, I'd get the fucking smack upside my damn head, honey.
Oh my God, me too. I know. I don't think people hit their kids anymore, which I guess is like, I don't know, science says is the right thing to do. But I mean, yeah, weren't you kind of afraid of your parents? Like, I was like afraid that they would.
I would get beat down.
They would, like hit us. I mean, not like, I mean, they would not abuse it, but you know, you would, yeah.
And I mean, I was told like, you better do good in school. You're going to be on the street starving to death, you know, and that's fine, but that's your problem. So you better figure this out and go have a career and figure this all out.
And the thing is like, that actually works because you know what?
It works.
I did it. Like, I just can't even imagine, you know, I'm obsessed with 90 Day Fiance, and currently there's a couple on there. She's 30 years old and she lives with her parents. They pay for everything. Now they're going to get ready to pay for her wedding. And I'm like, at 30 years old, I was sending my mom money. Like, I mean, I could not call her and ask her for money. Like, it must be nice.
It's not the way I was raised.
Me neither.
Parents. I mean, you know, like, they paid for school. And I mean, I went to high school with Dorit, as I like to say, and it wasn't like we were starving. But after I graduated law school, my parents were like, don't
call us.
Penny.
Yeah.
Right.
Wait,
you get
a
birthday gift and you get a Hanukkah gift. And, you know, yeah, we'll pay for dinners. We come to visit you in New York City. But otherwise, sweetheart, you're a lawyer now. You go figure out. You don't like that apartment. You want a bigger one. Well, that's not our problem. Cry me a fucking river.
Wait, I didn't know that you went to high school with Dorit.
I never told you that. I talk about that all the time, like a broken record.
Really? Oh, okay.
Maybe it's with Kim D.
That's
a whole
other
topic. But we had mutual sisters in common, and we had a birthday party that was Dorit 2.0.
We'll do another thing.
Sarah's eyes, and we'll add that.
I'm
to
like,
the list.
What? I love Dorit. I'm obsessed. So, anyway, okay. Where do you want to pick back up? So I mean, what is there with Sutton? I feel like there is nothing there with Sutton, and I feel like people are seeing that. I feel like it doesn't look good for Crystal. We've talked about this like numerous weeks. I really liked Crystal going into this season. Now I'm like, Crystal's annoying, and whatever's going to come out about this friend group that the 14 friends dropped her, I'm like, I can sort of see why.
These people have crazy lives. I mean, granted, I guess if I was on the show and you were digging up shit about me over the past 24 months,
people
would
have lots of things.
Yeah, you would find nasty shit. So, I mean, sometimes you lose 14 friends. I don't have 14 friends to lose. So, I mean, we do have someone else apparently who's, let's just keep going. We have someone else who apparently is racist, Sergio. And you asked me who is Sergio in a text earlier.
Who is Sergio?
Miss Caroline Stanberry from R.H.O. Dub, R.H.O. Dubai's boy toy husband.
Oh.
I shouldn't say boy toy. I've had Carol. I mean, he's 28. She's 40, whatever. They love each other. Happier in a relationship than I'll ever be, probably. So I shouldn't knock it. He, you saw, used the N-word in some post.
Well, you sent this to me, but I was completely lost. And I have to say, I mean, I'm back on RHOA train, but I've lost Dubai. Like, I haven't picked it back up. So when you text...
A lot of people haven't.
When you texted me about Sergio, I was like, well, who's Sergio? And I did not see the post using the N-word. So...
Well, someone has found it and okay. He used it. Here's what I want to say, because you know that I always say that I just feel there should be like someone who is, there should be like, it's a whole discussion and we're not really getting into that discussion. But this, as the lawyer, this is where I go. I'm not making a comment on anything. All I'm saying is this. A, you asked me a few minutes ago, is Diana going to lose her job over this? Would you like to predict that? Is she going to lose her job?
I say yes or no.
Okay, well, I would agree with that. Is Sergio going to lose his job? Is Caroline going to lose her job on Real Housewives of Dubai?
I say no.
Okay, that's the right answer.
Oh, okay.
Is Sutton going to lose her job over this?
No.
So Diana's not losing her job. Sutton's not losing her job. Sergio's not losing. Is Kathy Hilton going to lose her job?
Oh, no. I have a theory on this, by the way.
Well, I'd like to hear it in a second. All I'm saying is I'm not condoning any of this. I'm just saying, A, these people are not going to lose their job. So let's just start with that. B, I mean, they're not going to be canceled in the world. And here's really my question to everybody listening. Are you, the listeners who post about this 24 hours a day, going to stop watching RHOBH? Are you going to stop watching RHO Dubai? Are you going to stop watching everything else? Are you going to stop following these people on Instagram? No, you are going to watch every show. So I just have a problem with talking about this 24 hours, and it's a little inconsistent, hypocritical to me. If you're that bothered by all of this and these people are so evil, which I'm not saying they're not, why are you watching? Why are you supporting? I mean, I don't buy it. So I just think, why, you know, if you want Bravo to fire this, nobody is being fired. I've said this before. Someone even said on my
YouTube. Okay, keep going. Then I have questions.
Well, someone said on my YouTube that they were shocked. One of our conversations where I said Bravo doesn't care. They don't care what any of these fans are saying. And I stand by that. I don't think they do. I think they make their own business decisions based on what's right and what's wrong. I don't think people saying fire this one, fire that one really is taking into effect. And she wasn't coming for it. She said, I'm really disappointed to hear this because here all these, and she quoted the other big YouTubers that are in the Bravo space. She's like, this person says Bravo cares and listens to us. This one, and I knew all these people, our good friend DJ Richie Sky, she gave him a shout out. I disagree. If all these people say that, that's okay. I don't think they do. So I don't think Bravo cares what the person listening and tweeting, because people are saying Bravo has to see this and they're tagging Andy. I'm not saying they shouldn't care. I'm not saying any of these things are good. I'm just saying at the end of the day, none of these people are going to be fired. Nobody's going to be canceled and everyone's going to keep watching. So we can talk about it, but we're in the same place. And what would you like to say now?
Okay. I have a couple questions for you. So then why? Okay. So is this playing into Kelly Dodd's theory? You know, Kelly Dodd's theory, I think, boils down to she's fired because she's a Republican and a Trumper. Jenny Nguyen, I think it also looks like, is probably a Trumper and a Republican, you know? So, I mean, to me, it's like, then does Bravo not... Did Bravo fire Jenny and Kelly because of ratings, but or did they not agree with their politics? So it's fine if you're somewhat racist, but it's not okay if you're a Republican?
Well, that is Kelly Dodd. She even said it on the show. I think two different situations. I think Jenny Nguyen was fired because she's like a throwaway housewife. no offense. I just think, who cares, really? I think if the same thing happened by Meredith Marks or Jen Shah or Lisa Barlow, I guarantee you they would not have been fired. I will give you a 100% guarantee. Meredith Marks, Jen Shah, and Lisa Barlow would not be fired for the same things that Jenny McGowan was fired for. I would literally say 100%, maybe 99%. I just think Jenny was like, look at this great scapegoat. This is amazing. This is amazing. Let's make an example of her, because we don't care if Jenny's back next season. Who cares?
Okay, then why Kelly Dodd?
I think that, well, a couple of things. I think that the OC ratings went down and they needed to change it up. I think it was kind of Kelly's time to go based on the where the world was. I think she was a great housewife.
I know,
but then
too.
I think
Kelly.
The nail in the coffin was when Heather was coming back. I think that was the end of it. I mean, you can't have Kelly with Heather. It's that simple. Everyone could deny it all day. Heather's not a producer. She doesn't have the final say, but they knew whether they asked her, whether she said it. You can't bring back Heather and keep Kelly. And so I think it's just, we need to change this up, and who's there? This is who we want back. It just was like an easy thing, and it fit into it. Look, I don't think Kelly calling out Andy for politics at the reunion helped, but I don't really think it's just for being a Republican. No, because like, look at Ramona. I mean, she's fired
that's true,
now,
Ramona, yeah.
But not for long. When's the OG show coming? I mean,
yeah,
two years.
You're right.
Ramona, I don't think so. And like, Vicky Gumbelson, I mean, she's fired, but she was, I don't think it's, I think there's a lot of Republicans on the Bravo network. So I don't really agree with Kelly on that. I agree with her on a lot of things, actually. I just don't agree with her on that. It's okay. Just my opinion.
Well, it's very interesting. And to your point, you know, does Bravo care? I mean, I think ultimately no network cares, right? I mean, ultimately the networks care about revenue and ratings, you know, I mean, right? I mean, you've worked corporate, I've worked corporate for radio. That's all they care about. I mean, all of them. So to me, I mean, it's, you know, look, Nick Cannon launched a talk show after making very anti-Semitic remarks and lost, you know, jobs for a while. I mean, we've seen that with everybody, you know, we've seen that with so many stars, right? And they still will go and try something if they think it could have an audience.
And they care when the advertisers are involved, you know, it's like when right. like, ABC is owned by Disney, and now advertisers are like, we woke up and we have emails that millions and millions and millions of dollars are going to be lost because of this woman that's known as Roseanne Barr. So we have to get rid of her. I don't think if you wake up and there's not advertisers saying we're pulling out because of like Diana's DM or whatever, her comment. I think if it got to that, sure. I think people would be fired. I just think now we're in a different state. I don't think these people are going to be fired over this. I think if something really egregious happened, and I'm not saying this isn't, I just don't think that no one's going to be fired.
Yeah.
We can try. You can send petitions and like, what do I know? And I'm not trying to be a know-it-all. I'm not Bethany Frankel. I don't know. I feel like I'm usually right about these things because I have no emotions and I'm dead inside and I just put a business sense of it.
All right. Well, that is okay. I mean, that takes us up to like all the latest, you know, racist comments. But I mean, where do we go from here? Because there's still a lot about Diana to talk about, Denise Richards.